the city of Northfield and the surrounding area, you've probably heard us talk about a proposed hockey arena. Not really news, but we have invited Chris Kennelly, who is with the Northfield Hockey Association, and to talk about their role and kind of give us an update. And Chris, thank you so much for coming in today.
Great. Thanks so much for having us, Jeff.
Let's talk about, well, first of all, let's get kind of a primer on the Northfield Hockey Association. It's basically a booster organization.
Yeah, so Northfield Hockey Association runs all the youth programs at boys and girls side, from everywhere from probably three-year-olds at the youngest up through our ninth grade level before those players are going on to the high school. You know, we've had significant growth over the last 5-6 years. We've grown by about 20%, 270 total participants. Within our program, we were at about 225 back in 2018 when we went for the two-sheet referendum back in that time period.
Let's talk about that growth. Are you seeing it from Northfield kids? Is it coming internally? Is it coming externally? There have been some different, some changes in the area and some of the programs and such. Are you getting a lot of outside?
Absolutely. We've had a great board who's really helped drive the growth. We've done a lot of things with USA Hockey, including a Try Hockey for Free Day, and really working within the school system to recruit new members to the program. We've got a great amount of volunteer coaches at young levels that really make it fun for the kids, because really that's what it's about, is participation, kids having fun and learning to skate and falling down and getting back up.
All right, let's go back. Well, first, I guess we have to talk about the arena and the need for a new arena, or at least an improved arena. Mm-hmm. And that hasn't been decided yet, but we're in the process of doing that right now. I guess the current arena, right, we have to address that. It sure has not been a gem of the state of Minnesota for quite right some time. Talk about the need and the current history, state, sure, the history of the arena itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting story where the arena, and I obviously was not around town at this time, but it was built in the late 70s. By, I think, a group of three or four individuals who cobbled together money and built it with their own money and then donated it to the city.
So, and you really have to admire,
oh, what a great,
the things that they did back
public
then.
Private partnership to get, yeah, that in town and push it forward was just a great thing. But now we're at the end of its useful life. And, you know, its history of being built in that way, and it's really a difficult building to remodel and add on to, just with some structural implications of how it was built to save money at that time period. There's a few shortcomings with it as well, just as far as the site goes. First of all, the sheet itself is 4 feet short of normal regulation size. We're kind of landlocked with parking and other things, so the ability to expand on it's challenging. But obviously the current state it's in, it's a metal building. It's dented around the sides. There's been, you know, issues with it ongoing. And really it seems like the time to put money into there at this point to try to make it better is really probably past its useful life.
And there is a large expense within the refrigeration system making the ice.
That's correct.
Let's talk
there's
about
a,
that.
There's a refrigerant requirement that's gone into place. I think it's called R21. That's being outlawed because of its environmental impact. So all the arenas that have that system are being forced to change over to ammonia-based system. So just the cost of replacing the refrigerant system is over $2 million. And most all arenas are going to have to go through that here in the next couple of years.
Yeah, that's, well, and that dates back 30 years. I think the first George Bush presidency is when they, R22, I used to do some heating and air.
Right,
I don't know,
okay,
if it's,
yeah,
the same in hockey as it is with air conditioners, mm-hmm, for your home, but R22 was outlawed and given an expiration date of like, so far in the future, you can't even think about it,
right,
back then.
And
now
here
we are, the day's come.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah,
and everyone's kind of known it's coming, but still people haven't known how to react to it and get there.
Okay, now, Northfield in 2018, the voters turned down a proposal for a larger, more of a multi-use facility. Let's talk about the difference between that and now, and how that's kind of changed, because you got land donated for you at that time,
sure,
and that's still around. You know, there's some carryover.
Absolutely. So in 2018, that was a two-sheet facility going forward. The goal with that was really, we do have the demand for two sheets in town, and especially with the surrounding communities, to be able to fill that up. So we know that demand's still there. But really, what we heard at that time from voters, it was too big, it was too much. And so really, we wanted to come back with a proposal that really solved the current problem, but also would allow us to expand expand into the future, and that's what this building is designed to potentially do that we're working on. How we were funding the one in 2018 was with a sales tax as well as a property tax referendum. That sales tax, I think, option has really gone away in the state legislature at this point, so that's not an option for us now. So what's come back on the table is a single sheet facility on land that was donated to NHA by a local family, if it will be used as an ice arena. So that's bringing the table and really trying to create a public-private partnership to bring this forward. The school district has come to the table to increase their lease levy that they would rent the building for over time. There's the ability to bond for that up front as part of the work. City's in active discussions with the city of Dundas as well to contribute to the project. Nothing signed or sealed there yet, but really we're trying to bring all these entities together to bring forward a partnership to make a single sheet arena happen at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as mentioned, the school district are very much involved with that. And the funding options, well, let's talk about the fundraising
yes.
portion of that. You were able to get a significant amount of money pledged back in 2018, and it never really happened. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the fundraising efforts this year. Are they going to be a big part of the plan?
Absolutely, and that's one of the big questions, I think, from the council is what is the right number for the not only the Hockey Association, but there's many users of this arena. There's the Figure Skating Association. There's also summer uses for this, even as a single sheet. Everyone knows the book fair has gone in there, Home and Garden Show over the years, and things that really with a nicer facility, we can track more revenue sources of bringing more opportunity to town and anything else. There'll be the opportunity to host more tournaments from the association level, which will also drive revenue. But really, I think it's coming together to truly try to make that happen at the same time.
I was talking with very recently with a hockey dad, and they talked about the tourism aspect of it. And he said, you know, every time I go out of town to one of these tournaments, you know, it's $1,000 or close thereto that some of these families spend, you know, depending on the size of your family and who all's going, but bringing that revenue into that. Have you explored aspects of that? I mean, I would imagine that was probably done the first time. And is that a correct, analogy of what's going on?
No, that's a great assumption. And I think the two things we really heard from this last council meeting that they want us to follow up on, and when I say us, both us working closely with city staff, is one, truly, what are the economic impacts of a new sheet? So we'd be looking at rest, how many more tournaments we'd have, what those, how many people are spending money when they come to town. We just had our very much, it's fun because it's the young kids, the Mite Jamboree. I think we had over 47 teams come down for that weekend. Arena was packed all weekend long. With that Mite age, you can split the ice into two sheets going back and forth sideways. So I know we did have several council members stop down during that time frame and check things out. It's just a really fun weekend, and we do a great job running it. But some more events like that could be had here, more tournaments, more revenue coming. So the two things I think council's really looking for is one is the economic impact, and then trying to figure out what is the right dollar amount for the fundraising that we can bring forward. So we're really starting to test that within our community, having our conversations, putting together a plan for raising money and seeing how much we can kind of contribute to it. We're going to do our best to get that to be as high as number as possible because we do want this to happen. We want this to be a true public-private partnership and do our part in trying to get there.
Let's go back to the design. I looked at the preliminary designs for the potential new arena. It was part of the packet for a city council meeting recently, and you know there was a segment of the population in 2018 that described it as an ice palace, mm-hmm. and it was. Yeah, a lot
nice.
More.
Yep.
Yeah, it was very nice. This one is, I don't want to say it's bare bones, but it's very kind of utilitarian in that it has right. what you need and not anything that you don't need. Mm-hmm. And there is a possibility for expansion, too. So yes. It's a more, very functional spot.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. And I think that's some of the messaging we're hearing. Unfortunately, I can't believe how much construction pricing has gone up in those 6 years since 2018. I mean, and I think we're seeing it also with the school district referendum going on right now when they had gone for a new high school back in 2016 or 17, just how the costs have changed in that small window of time. So in 2018, when we were looking for two sheets, it was going to be about a $22 million project. So what we drew here originally, and the city's been working and leading that process with their architect, as well as a general contractor that works with that architect to do the cost estimating. The first blush we had at this arena option, a single sheet drawing, came in close to $28 million.
Ooh.
Yes, that's exactly the reaction everyone had.
Yeah,
so we stepped back from that, tried to pare it back down to say, really, what is the bare bones we need to make this thing happen? A lot of those changes would involve, you know, switching from concrete seating back to aluminum seating, having the dry land facility be an option, shrinking the footprint a little bit. So they did a lot of work to change that, and the current proposals come in just over at $20 million. I think it was 20.8 was presented the other night. I believe that's a legitimate number and a good number in this marketplace. Certainly, we'd hope we could have some cost savings in that upon bidding or getting it down of anything else. But I think it's a good number to be using towards that. But it's just very hard to stomach that in 2018 we could have two sheets for roughly the same price. We're looking at one now in a much nicer facility.
And you've seen that on a day-to-day basis.
Yes.
In the construction business.
So, yes, absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, that is it's not what it used to be. There's no question about that.
Right.
Once again, Chris Cannelli is with us, representing the Northfield Hockey Association. We're talking about a potential new arena. Let's talk about the timeline.
Sure.
We're kind of presuming that the referendum would go to the voters with the November ballot for a presidential election, but that's not a certainty,
right,
either. You got a lot of things to do between now and then.
Talk has been that this possibly gets done just at the council level, with a vote coming to them before them to do it that way. I mean, one of the big drivers of this, as you know, Jeff, is the sale of the current arena, right? Here's a tremendous opportunity for someone who wants to come and invest in our community and bring a private entity in to buy the arena, make it an indoor rec center, and put it back on our tax rolls. So that is really the driver for why now is the right time. And the other driver for why now is the right time is just what we talked about, the cost implications. If we kick this can down the road a little bit further, the next council or the next 2-4 years from now, what the construction costs going to be at that time. So that's really a big driver of it. We've got the donated land. I think we've got one of the best funding setups with a public-private partnership to make this happen that we've had if we've looked at this. And we're really trying to just get this forward to get the council to vote on it, take up the opportunity of someone wanting to buy the current arena, invest in our town to make it go.
All right. We're now done with the just about at the end of the hockey season. And by the way, congratulations to the Raiders. I know there's some Cannellis within
right,
the hockey pipeline there. So they had both boys and girls went to state, had great seasons and a lot of success, and they were fun to follow. So,
right. And even amazing the individual success some of those players had. Ayla Puppy getting Miss Hockey for state of Minnesota, and then Jake Geiger getting the Herb Brooks Award, which is an amazing award for hard work and leadership throughout that. And just great to see that recognition for both the teams and those individuals.
Absolutely. What lies in store this spring from the standpoint of the arena and what the Hockey Association is planning to do?
Yeah, we'll continue to host our summer programs in there and work in conjunction on that. The city's always been a great partner in putting the ice back in for the summer and us getting summer opportunities for people skating. You know, I think the timeline with working with the city here, the driver of that is the sale of the arena. I know the city is continuing to negotiate with that buyer and possibly get under contract. They would, I think, have the ability to lease that facility for 2 years back to ensure we have ice during the time period while we're looking at building the new facility. So we'll continue to be pushing that really closely with council and making sure we're doing our part to bring that forward. But yeah, we'll be business as usual with the Hockey Association, make sure we're running our programs and continue to utilize the current facility.
All right. Chris, thank you so much. Are there any final thoughts? Anything that we've missed you'd like to bring up?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I think we're very positive on where we've gotten to with the council. You know, I don't hear the conversation going to a point of should we have ice in this town or not anymore. I hear it being addressed of that, yes, we've got an issue with the current facility. How do we solve it? Does it make sense to reinvest in that facility or look at a new one? And we're trying to make the economics of those two things be very similar to the taxpayers. We know taxes are a big burden in this town just with the size of our town and our commercial tax base and a lot of other things. But here's a great opportunity to make an asset that will continue to attract new families to Northfield, grow our tax base, and make Northfield continue to be a great place to live.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your service to the community and to the Hockey Association. Much appreciated. And we'll keep in touch through this whole journey.
Absolutely. We'll come back and keep you posted.
Chris, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jeff.
Chris Canelli of the Northfield Hockey Association.